Let's start first. You're meeting with cattlemen and women in Denver, Colorado this week. Talk to me a little bit about the main focus of the summer meeting in Denver.
This is our annual summer business meeting out in Denver, and it truly is the opportunity for our members to come together and do the business of the association. In particular, we're asking them to look at all of the policy of the association. So we are reviewing expiring policy and also taking a look at new resolutions that could become policy. This is truly a grassroots operation where our policy committees, which are made up by producers, review these issues, they debate the issues, they take votes, and only after all those votes are taken do we then, as staff in Washington, D.C., take that policy and try to implement it. So it's a great way to showcase the true grassroots makeup of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association.
Colin, as you get into some of those policy discussions, what are the big topics for cattle producers across the country?
As you can imagine, there's a lot of topics right now. We're going to spend some time talking about the upcoming farm bill, making sure our policy is where we need to be in regards to several issues, but in particular, ensuring that we are as solid as possible in our ask for the vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease. We are also expecting action by Congress later this fall on tax reform. So we're going to be looking at our tax policy and making a few tweaks so that way we are ready if we are placed in a situation where we have to start choosing between some of our top priorities, so that way we know exactly where the priority is going to be for cattle producers. We're also going to be reviewing our animal identification and traceability policy with the ADT listening sessions that USDA has had throughout the country. We know that this is going to continue to be a big discussion, and we want to make sure that our policy accurately reflects where our membership is. And then we're going to spend a lot of time within our live cattle marketing committee talking about potential changes that we want to see to mandatory price reporting and also to the CME's cattle contracts.
Let's talk a little bit about that topic in particular. What are some of the changes that members want to see in those two areas specifically?
Well, one of the discussions that we're going to have when it comes to CME contracts is this concept of a dynamic futures contract. And when we say dynamic, meaning it has the opportunity to change as the industry changes without having to go through a lot of red tape in order to implement those changes. So that is something that we're going to be discussing here this week. And then when it comes to mandatory price reporting, of course, that is reauthorized every 5 years. We are in the process of trying to provide information to USDA on what changes we would like to see. And mostly it looks like we're trying to break out the different time periods in order to, what we feel, get a more accurate reflection of what's going on in the marketplace. So all those are things that will be discussed, but we won't have a final decision until our policy committee's vote later this week.